Just thinking, actually, we got a great text, and it's somebody that's an email. Somebody's just back from New York. Colm, just to say, my parents just arrived from Dublin to New York City yesterday for Christmas and New Year. I forgot all about my dad snoring. I can hear him in the other room right now. Merry Christmas, or Happy Christmas, or whatever. That's Johnny in NYC. If anyone's arrived, are you around the world at the moment? You want to send any greetings at all? Here's a good opportunity. You can send them straight to our email, colm@rte.ie, okay? No matter where you are around the world, give us an old email, colm@rte.ie. And if there's anyone on that you want to mention, somebody here at home in Ireland, we'll give it a mention. Now, also, as you're driving, and as you're going, wherever it is you're going today, there is people making up thousands and thousands and thousands of miles today all over Ireland. So just take it handy. Weather, I was just looking at the weather there, and it was certainly by tonight, by about 6 o'clock tonight, it's going to be pretty scary. So just be careful, all right? And it won't be a white Christmas, but Met Aaron have said, please take it really handy and really easy wherever you're going. And they reckon by about 6 or 7 o'clock this evening, and then again tomorrow, it's going to be pretty bleak out there. So take it handy, especially, I don't know what way the flights are, but you should be checking that as well. If you're making a particular journey at this moment, you're in the car, you want a little mention, give the phone to somebody in the car, somebody else in the car has the phone, text us in at 51552. Be interesting to see where you're going, what journey you're making, who's making the longest journey today across Ireland. So if you're going somewhere, give us a text, 51552, we'll give you a little mention. Ho-ho! Right, 16 after midday. If you're making a bit of a journey, in fact, if the journey is so far, you can get to us an email, colm@rte.ie, or text at 51552. On the way to Kildare after a long year in Carlow, with all the gang for David Jones' wedding, his fiancée, roll on New Year's, love Kate and Joan. A lot of people get married over Christmas. Say hi to Michelle, driving from Swords in Dublin to Bridgend in Donegal. That's a long journey. Take it handy, okay? And the conversation always continues. It's the only time of year when you actually get a lot of texts on Brussels sprouts. You can try in May, you can go for it again in July, you can kick it off in September, have a bit of fun in October, nothing will happen. And then along comes Christmas and you get texts all over the place about Brussels bloody sprouts. Leftover Brussels sprouts, chop them up and put them into mash. No, I don't think so. That sounds awful. But here's one. Okay, I've heard about this. Fastest and easiest way to do sprouts. Peel and cut a cross in each. Oh yeah, I'm going to do a little cross at the bottom, aren't you? Put in the microwave, covered with a little hot water, cling film, 5 minutes, take them out, drain them, put a nub of butter on them. Yummy, crunchy sprouts. All the way to go. All right. That'll do. Emma, how are you?
Hi, how's things?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you. Where are you driving from?
We're driving from Port Rann to Castlebar.
Okay, Caravan, where's that? Port Rann. Okay, so who are you driving to see?
My Bran.
And where will you have Christmas dinner?
My dad is driving at the moment.
Okay, so that's where it's going to be. And how long is it going to take you?
How long is it going to take us? Well, we've been on the road now. Three hours it'll take. We're on the road about an hour.
Okay, and what's the traffic like out there?
Traffic isn't so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, a couple of trucks, the traffic's good enough.
Is the car loaded up with Christmas presents?
It is, yeah.
Brilliant. Any food?
No food, we have televisions and bags and presents.
You've televisions.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, well listen, take it very handy, all right? Port Rann to Castlebar, and have yourself a really happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too.
Happy Christmas to you. Caroline, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Where's your little journey?
We're heading up to Malahide.
From?
From Cavan, from Belturbis.
Just turn the radio down a tiny little bit.
Okay, no problem.
You there now?
We are, yeah. We've the gang here.
Okay, tell me about the gang. Who's the gang?
We have Giles and Baby Leonard and Dad as well.
Okay, Giles is a great name. I like that.
Yeah.
What age is Giles?
What age is Giles? He's seven.
Seven. And was he named after anybody in particular?
No, just love the name.
There's a quite a
lore. Not Johnny Giles.
No, no, there's quite a lord name to that, or quite a, you know, esteemed name. And now I'd like to introduce Lord Giles. Hello, Giles, how are you? And what's the girl's name?
No, it's a boy, and he's Leonard.
And what? That's another good name.
Yeah.
What age is Leonard?
Leonard is 9 months.
Okay. Will he ever be called Lenny, or will it always be Leonard?
Hopefully not.
Was he named Leonard after any particular Leonard?
No.
Okay, all right. So where are you off to? Who are you off to see?
We're off to see Grandad, aren't we, Giles, for a minute? Yeah, we're off to see Grandad and all the cousins and friends. And looking forward to seeing Santi.
I'm dying to see him.
He's dying to see him.
And how long is he going to spend in Malahide?
Spend a few days.
Okay, so Christmas dinner and everything down there.
Oh, looking forward to it, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Giles, Leonard and the rest of you, have a fantastic Christmas, all right?
Thank you.
Christmas. Happy Christmas. Bye-bye. Happy Christmas. Hiya, Lorna. Lorna. Where is she? Have I lost Lorna? Let me try again to see. These people just making their little journeys. A lot of journeys today. Lorna.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, Lorna. I can hear you now. Where are you?
Great. We're near Moorings of the Weir.
Oh, I know it well. Well, go in there now and have some oysters. What a great place.
Oh. That's definitely what we're doing. We're just heading straight there.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. And what's your journey for the entire day? What's it going to be?
We're heading from Sligo to Tralee. This is my first Christmas away from home, and I'm a granny, so my little grandchild is going to be in Dublin this year.
Okay. So who will you spend Christmas with?
Oh, my sister and her mad husband.
Excellent. And you're looking forward to that?
Absolutely, we're really looking forward to it.
So you
we're meeting a load of our relations, the powers in Limerick today.
Very good. And you're going to head into Moorings on the Weir now for a little bit of lunch, is it?
Absolutely, we're just turning right now.
Oh, I remember it so well. It's a long time since I've been there, but it's a great little boozer.
Oh, fabulous.
Listen, Lorna,
can I just take the opportunity to say Merry Christmas to everyone I know?
Yeah, there you go. It's Lorna, Merry Christmas to everybody who knows Lorna.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic Christmas. Take care.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Clodagh.
Hi.
Hi, Clodagh. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Where are you?
I'm on the road to Dublin to get my dog from UCD Veterinary Hospital.
Wow. Why? What's he doing in the hospital?
She has a virus.
Oh. And is he okay?
It's a girl and she's fine.
So what's her name?
Susie.
And what age is she?
She's 6.
And what sort of virus did she get? How did she get it, do you know?
We don't know yet.
Okay, so, and you're from Clare, so did you have to bring Susie all the way up to Dublin to bring her to hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She was in the hospital overnight for six nights.
Oh, so she'd be a little bit lonely.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and she's okay to leave hospital now, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And then are you going to turn around and bring her back to Clare?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to treat her really, really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is she on special medicine or anything, do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. And have you had her since she's a pup?
Well, she's a Bichon Frise and she's just really gone past a pup.
Okay, no, but you've had her since she was a little pup, did you?
Yeah.
So she is a special part of the family.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know what it's like. Well, listen, hopefully Susie will be in fine form and take care of her this Christmas, all right? And yourself, obviously, all right?
Okay.
What's Santa bringing, just as a matter of interest?
A go-kart.
A go-kart, okay. Well, listen, remember when you're having a go on the go-kart, put Susie in the back as well and give her a little jog.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I've got a couple of DVDs I'm going to give you. We'll send them down to you after Christmas. There's Zig and Zag and Bosco. Do you remember Bosco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, listen, we'll send them down to you. Have a good Christmas, okay?
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God, going on to collect a little dog for Christmas. Why not? Hey, Jody, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Where are you at the moment?
We're just coming up to Limerick Junction. We've travelled from Waterford. We've been with all the McNamara family having our Christmas dinner last night, and now we're going to the Smiths in Galway.
Right, okay. And have you just been on a flight, or who flew where?
Yeah, we flew in to Kerry on Friday.
Yeah.
Stormy weather. Wow. Just about survived it.
Okay, where did you come in from?
Frankfurt Hahn. We live out in Luxembourg, and we've got little 7-month-old Sophia with us.
Ah, lovely.
It's her first Christmas.
It's her first Christmas. And is it her first time in Ireland?
No, it's actually her third time in 7 months.
Oh, yeah. She's a good traveller then.
Yeah, we haven't got her a Christmas present yet, though. I'm not sure what we're going to do about that.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So, what was the weather like in Luxembourg when you left?
Lovely. Cold, but sunny, calm.
Right.
Madness here.
Okay, and you're back over here. Well, listen, enjoy the Christmas here, Jodie, and thanks for the call.
Happy Christmas to all the McNamara's and Smiths.
There you go. Happy Christmas, Jody.
Happy Christmas. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Gary, how are you?
How you doing, Colin?
Not too bad at all. Are you on a, journey?
We are. We're coming back from Limerick up to Beattystown.
All right, okay. What was going on down in Limerick?
We were down with Nanabelle and Pops.
Nanabelle and Pops, they sound like two Italian grandfathers and grandmother. Hey, Nanabelle, hey. Are they Irish?
They are indeed, from Limerick.
Okay, I like it. Nanabelle and Pops. And did you have Christmas dinner down there with them?
Yes, well, we all went out for the Hennessy family dinner. There was 14 or 15 of us.
Wow, that's good. So you're back up, you're heading back home now, yeah?
Yeah, we're on our way. We'll be up there about 2 o'clock.
Okay, who's there? Who do you want to say hello to?
Well, Darcy is here.
Yeah.
In the back, and Joshua, and my wife, Alyssa.
Excellent. And did Joshua lose his first tooth?
Joshua did lose his first tooth, yeah.
So where did he lose? Did he find it again?
Oh, he did. He lost it in school on Friday.
All right, okay. Well, listen, you and family and Darcy and Joshua and everybody and Nanabelle and Pops, have a good Christmas, okay?
Well, indeed. Thanks very
Take
much.
Take care. See you. Bye. Here's another journey. Amanda, how are you?
Hiya, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad. You've just left Dublin Airport.
Yeah, without your son.
With who?
Without our son.
Why?
We came up yesterday evening to collect him. He was flying in from Toronto and his flight has been cancelled.
Oh,
so
no.
We're just heading back again to Mayo. And we came up on Monday to collect the other son from Toronto. He's come in, so he's at home. So
Yeah.
We're fed up.
So is it the weather in Toronto or is it the weather in Dublin?
I think it was the weather in Philadelphia or something, because it was a crossover. You know, there was a stopover. So I think it was Philadelphia that caused the problem. I don't think it was Toronto anyway, you know. So.
And what are they doing over there? What's he doing over there?
He's carpentry. He's doing carpentry. The two of them went over.
How long are they over now?
So he's over... Oh, God, about a year and a half, nearly 2 years. And the other guy went there at the beginning of the year.
Okay. And is it working out well for them?
We've a daughter in Sydney as well.
Oh, wow.
At home. Yeah.
So is your entire family away?
No, we've got two boys at home.
Okay. You got them tied to the door?
Yeah, hooking the turkey.
Oh, you go nowhere. Wow, that's a pity now you can't get them all back together. Okay.
Yeah, so we've done some mileage.
And what's the daughter doing in Sydney?
Oh, she's one of these, what you call it, traffic controllers. You know, she's on the building sites, on the roads.
Oh, so. I've heard. Yeah. There's a lot of work for them at the moment.
Yeah, she loves it. So.
When did she go over to Sydney?
She went 3 years ago.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And did they all go? Were they all forced to go just because of the recession?
Yes, definitely.
Tough.
So it is tough, but still, at least it's good for them. At least they'll see a bit of the world. You know, good.
Well,
you've got a good lifestyle.
And look, you'll get them all. Do they all want to come back at some stage?
I hope so. Yeah. We haven't really talked about it yet, but I hope so.
Okay, well, listen, I've got a few DVDs and we'll send them off to you and you can have them. You'll have them just after Christmas for your son.
Oh, thanks for
I've got the Hardy Books album, or it's a DVD, The Apparate Match and Love Hate Series 4. We've got all of those. All right?
Thanks a million, Colm. Thank you.
Okay.
And happy Christmas to everybody.
So you're going to have to do the drive again tomorrow?
You don't know. I think my husband will.
Oh, God, driving there. Listen, have a good Christmas, okay?
Okay, thanks, Colm, and to you as well. Thank you, bye.
Take care of yourself. Bye. See you now, bye-bye. It must be tough having all of your family away, all of the kids away. All right, if you're driving home for Christmas, how long is your drive? Where are you going? 51552. There's a lot of people driving home for Christmas. A lot of people driving to airports and realising that planes have been cancelled. You should probably check on the old internet. Check on the old Dublin departures and arrivals, see if there's any delays or cancellations. Weather is bad around certain parts of Ireland, especially across the North Atlantic. It's particularly bad. It's just around that point where the old Titanic went down. Apparently weather's really bad and coming out of New York as well. So just watch it. There, a lot going on today. Hey, Keane, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Colin.
Where are you today?
I'm shopping in Enniscorthy in Wexford for the Christmas food and stuff like that. It's kind of boring.
This is not really where you want to be, is it, at the moment?
Well, I'd rather be at home watching television or playing soccer or something. But
who dragged you out?
I wouldn't say it dragged me out, but sure. Well, it's my mother, Sandy. So.
Yeah, she did drag you out, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you get dragged out every Christmas to do this?
Yeah.
Like, are you any good? Are you any good at shopping at all? I mean, are you any help?
I'm useless.
No, you're useless. Absolutely useless, aren't you? As you should be.
Most 13-year-old boys are useless at shopping. So.
Do you hold the whole process up?
I usually sneak sweets into the trolley. Mm. So.
Do you wheel the trolley?
Not very well.
No, you shouldn't be doing that either at all. Just head over towards where all the DVDs are and have a look at that, you know?
That's exactly what I do, yeah.
Yeah, do you That's smile exactly at the girls?
Well, yeah. Usually.
Yeah, you got to though, don't you? What you getting for Christmas?
Well, headphones, PlayStation games, stuff like that.
Yeah. What are you playing at the moment?
FIFA. Mm.
Okay, I need to know who you support before we can continue with this conversation.
Man United all the way. Colin.
Back of the net! That's okay. Let's get down to it now, Keynes. Find yourself a cup of coffee and a bench and sit down. Tell Sally to go away. Are you happy with Moyes, David Moyes?
He's doing a good job. I think a lot of players, a lot of people are giving him a lot of stick. But I think it's not the manager's fault most of the time when the players aren't really performing. But they're starting to perform now. They're on a good run, like, you know.
Aren't they? What I'm really impressed by is what he's getting out of Welbeck, Ashley Young this week. What a couple of great goals. And also Valencia's playing out of his skin again. And this young guy, Yanezic.
Oh, Adnan Januzaj.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good,
Absolutely amazing. And again, if you look at we're only sort of 8 points off the top. It's going to be a big chase to the end.
Yeah.
If I was to ask you, Keane, in your heart and in your soul and in your mind now, who do you reckon is going to win the Premiership?
Well, I hope Man United will win, but I think Arsenal are looking very strong.
Okay, my opinion of Arsenal, they've peaked too early. It's not going to happen. I think Liverpool are going to give it a good run. That Jordan Henderson is playing so well, and Suarez with his new deal, it's looking good. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Suarez is playing very good at the moment.
He is a bit. All right, listen, Keane, I'm going to give you an Apres match DVD. It's you're 13, aren't you? So it's 12s or under, so that's fine, because I have another one. I can't give you that. But I'll give you this one. I'll send you off an Apres match DVD, all right?
Thank you very much, Colin.
Listen, have a good Christmas now, and take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't help your mum just a little bit, but not too much that, you know.
Okay, I'll try. Yeah. And can I just say happy Christmas to all my family and friends in Wexford and Dublin?
Absolutely, no problem. Keane, good talking to you, man. Have a good Christmas, okay?
You too, Colin.
Take care. See you now. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
That's a solid-sounding 13-year-old out with his mat. Doesn't want to be, but he has to. And he's a Man United supporter as well. Hiya, Sharon.
Hello?
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good, thanks.
Oh, gosh. How are you?
Good.
It's good. It's good talking to you. It's good talking to you. Where are you?
Yeah. I'm in Cork, but I'm leaving to go to Limerick in a few minutes. Going home to my family.
That's not too long a journey, is it?
No, it's about an hour 20.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
And how long have you been away from home?
I'm living in Cork now nearly 3 years. But I lived in Clonmel before that for 4 years. So I'm now in Cork, but still very much proud to be from Limerick.
And how many people have you got at home in Limerick for Christmas now?
My mom, my dad, and my sister Paula, who's my chief bridesmaid next year. So she's doing loads of work at the moment on my hen, so she's been driven mad by me.
Your chief bridesmaid.
Yeah.
So this is it then, is it?
Next June now, six months to go.
Is this the last Christmas then as a single lady?
Yeah, it sure is. I'm going out now with the girls tonight. There's about 12 of us going out in Limerick. So.
Who is he? Who's the boy?
Peter Nugent.
And how long have you known Peter Nugent?
7.5 years.
7.5. And has he been, has he been good to you?
He has. He's been brilliant. He brought me to Dubai last year and proposed with a nice rock.
And how did he propose? Did he fall to his knees? Did he whisk you off in a camel?
Well, Peter's a bit of a messer, if you knew him. So we were actually in the Burj Al Arab hotel, and he asked Lee to take a picture because the views are lovely up there in the top restaurant.
Yeah.
and he got down on one knee, but I thought for the photo, and I thought he was messing, so I told him to get back up off his knee. And so I kind of ruined the whole surprise because I thought he was messing. So he proposed then again later on, so I got two proposals.
Did it take you long to say yes?
No.
Okay. And did he go to your parents to ask for your hand in marriage?
Yeah, he went to my dad first.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
A traditionalist.
Yes.
And did himself and your dad go out for a few beers, or did they sit in the study and did your dad just clean his shotgun while he was asking him?
Actually, he asked him, and dad just changed the subject straight away and started talking about Munster and sport, because dad would get quite awkward at those kind of things. So he just said, all right, very good. Anyway, what do you think of the Munster match? What do you think of Paul Connell?
Your dad sounds like exactly the way I'd probably react. So are you the first to be married?
I am, yes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So exciting now.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's also for dad. That's going to have an effect on him as well. He'll be all emotional and weepy. Do you remember that movie, Father of the Bride?
Pardon?
Do you remember the movie Father of the Bride?
Oh, I love that. And I love the music in it as well.
Yeah, guys, when I watch that now, I often think it's a documentary, not a comedy. This is for real. This is what's going to happen. Get ready for it.
I know. Well, it's a sad movie.
Well, listen, enjoy your year. It's going to be a good one for you. Enjoy your last Christmas as a single lady.
Thanks, Colm.
And best of luck to you and Peter. He sounds good.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. So just say hello to all my family and friends in Limerick. So I'll be home shortly, in an hour or 20.
Absolutely. Take it handy, and we'll play something for all the single ladies, okay?
Do. Beyonce. We're going to Beyonce next March. Oh, here we go,
Sharon.
Thanks a million.
You've six
Thanks,
months
Colm.
To sing this song.
I know.
Colm, the Kellys from Florida, the Duckworths from Cambridge, and the Mastersons from Dublin are all on their way to see Santa at Bunratty Castle. I'd say that's pretty good. I'd say that's a good little experience. Bunratty Castle. Also, heading home today, Colm, to Buncrana in County Donegal from Milford Hospice in Limerick. 5 hours to go. One more, Colm. Three years ago, I drove from Dublin to Gdansk in Poland after heavy snow fell in Dublin and flight cancellations. And it took me 32 hours non-stop driving, including ferries and a few coffee stops. That's from Rafael the trucker, who's texted many times over the year. So have yourself a good Christmas. Hey, Sean, how are you?
All right, now how are you?
Not too bad at all. Where's your journey today?
I'm going from Dublin to back home to Galway.
Okay. And how long is that journey going to take you?
About 3 hours.
3 hours, okay. And where are you heading from?
From Crumlin Hospital.
How long have you been in Crumlin Hospital?
About an hour or two this morning.
Okay, just an hour or two. But you have to go there a lot, do you?
About once a month.
Wow. And what treatment do you get when you go there?
Chemo.
Okay. How long have you been doing that journey for? How long have you been on chemo?
About 2 years.
2 years. Is it tough going?
I don't know, it's grand.
It's grand, is it? I love that. Okay. Ah, no, sure, it's grand. It's a walk in the park. And how long more do you reckon you have to go?
I think it's a year to go.
Okay, all right. Yeah. You're in good spirits then, yeah?
Yeah.
You'll be spending Christmas at home, yeah?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, that's a good journey, and it must be a good Christmas for you as well. How many people at home for Christmas?
There's the four in the family, mom and dad and my brother, and there's uncles and aunts as well and cousins.
Mm. And do you get really tired after the chemo?
No, not really.
You're okay after it. You're not able to run out and play football or anything, are you?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. That sounds grand. That sounds like a walk in the park, or else you're just good for it. Sean, listen, I'll tell you what as well. I've got some tickets here if you want to go, okay? It's MacBusted. It's sort of, who is it? McFly and Busted together. And they've got a big gig in June here up in the O2. I'll give you a couple of tickets if you want to go. Are you a fan of them at all?
Yeah.
Oh, are you? All right, okay. Well, anyway, we've done well. We'll send you those tickets out. Listen, have a good Christmas. When are you back up for your next treatment?
About the end of January.
All right, okay. Okay, and as you said, you're okay after it. You don't have to lie down for 5 days or anything.
No.
All right, okay. Listen, you sound good. You sound in great form. So have a really good Christmas. Take care of yourself, all right?
Same to you. Thanks, man.
All right, Sean. Take care of yourself. Bye. See you. Bye-bye. The spirit of young people is amazing, isn't it? Absolutely. Chemo, yeah, it's grand. Inconvenient, really, if anything, but it's fine. I'm okay afterwards. Colm, just to wish you and the whole team at 2FM a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Vienna. Can you please wish my whole family, Mum and Dad in Dublin, my brother John and his family also in Dublin, my sister Sandra and her family in Cusan, Athlone, and my brother Alan and his family in Kenmare, and one more brother in Germany. Anyone else who knows me? That's from Mark. And Mark are off in Italy. The original. Okay, we'll play the one that he sent in to us at the very start, Keith O'Brien, because everyone's coming home. I don't have it. We'll play it tomorrow. Something happened. It was. And I'm going to finish with the White Christmas one from Friday. I just want to play one other track. Colm, love the show. I'm driving from Wisconsin to Illinois on my way to work. Well, that's weird, isn't it? She's got one of those little crazy digital radios. John, it's John Kelly. I'm going from Wisconsin to Illinois. What is the weather like at the moment? You got snow over there? My favourite part of Christmas is listening to 2FM on Christmas Eve, wishing I was in Drogheda with my family. Bring back the Celtic Tiger and we can all move back home. Celtic Tiger is badly poisoned now. He died. Horse meat, I think it was, got him. Anyway, well, that just sounds really exciting that you're going from Wisconsin to Illinois. And I'm sorry, because I know, and you're sitting there going, I want to be back home.